Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Baker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Groat reaches second base with a double. Verdon moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Groat scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Baker moves to second. Dave Hillman now pitching. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Littrell hits a line drive into center field. Verdun picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Verdun. Littrell moves to second. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Littrell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Bob Friend. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 0-for-3 in the game. Mejias hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Nellie King now pitching. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hillman strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Pendleton moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. DeFondi pinch hits for Nelly King. Turk Lown now pitching. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Paul Smith pinch hits for Roman Mahias. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.